disco.
This ain't no country club neither.
This is RBA.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, guys.
So there's only two of us this evening, but it'll be just as much fun on
Oh La La in the dungeon.
Ooh, season 2, episode 18.
So what have we got going on?
Well, let me just say it first. Sadly, Olivia isn't here. Her paternal grandfather is not doing well, so sending our prayers and warm wishes that way. She's up in upstate New York. But moving on. Tonight, we'll, of course, have our hot topic. And then we're going to keep it kind of short and sweet this evening, but we have all of your summertime fun here. We're going to talk about our favorite summertime traditions, be that when we were kids or even as we're adults. And especially those that are Richmond favorite traditions. Big Daddy, of course, will
drop it on us. And I'm going to be talking about some great day trips that you can do from Richmond that are close by. So
exciting.
Yeah.
And then we, of course, will have our upcoming events, our business highlight of the week, and the band of the week.
Who could it be?
I don't know. You'll have to listen and find out. So let's jump right into this. What's our hot topic, honey?
So our hot topic is one of our favorite personalities, and that is Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
And why is Taylor Swift in the news? I mean, she's in the news basically every other day.
I mean, if she farts, it's a major media event.
But last week, she was performing 3 sold-out shows in Scotland, and her show generated so much energy that there was an earthquake.
That's wild.
Yes, and apparently it hasn't happened. It's not the first time.
It has happened before.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that.
It has happened before. There was an earthquake in Seattle that registered. It was a 2.3 on the Richter scale.
Ooh. Well, so how strong were these little earthquakes that she generated in Scotland? Do you have any exact numbers?
There wasn't a reading, but it said something of the extent that the energy could power 16 car batteries. Or
wow.
It had the equivalent energy.
That's wild. Has any other artist ever done this? Or
actually, yeah. So in Seattle, it was after the football team there won.
The Seahawks?
Yeah, the Seahawks. They won. And the fans generated an earthquake. And so going back to Taylor Swift, what were her most popular songs? And the one that generated...
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, yeah. So it was Are You Ready For It? Or... Ready for it, question mark.
Sorry, I can't say it without saying, are you ready for it?
And the other one was Cruel Summer, which has been, one of her more recent hits, and Champagne Problems. So it was those 3 that were generating some...
they were
some
really
readings,
rocking and rolling.
Readings on the Richter scale.
So... Was it the same 3 songs every night, or those were just spread out over the course of the evening?
I'm not too sure if it was the same 3 songs, but I would assume so. One of her most, I guess, powerful songs is Ready For It.
Yeah.
So I assume that one's been the common denominator.
That's wild. I was trying to think of shows that I thought were incredibly loud, and it was a local one here that I was like, Jesus Christ. It was a really good show, but damn, my ears hurt. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. And it's I think it's an 80s band.
Yes, you'll be correct.
It's an animal.
And that's right.
It's a rept.
Yeah, I was like, wait, it isn't. I guess that means it's an animal, but it is a reptile.
Yes, white snake.
That's correct.
So, yeah, we've only seen Whitesnake once, and we should have brought earplugs.
It was at the National, and friends were already there, and they were, like, right in front of the speaker on the left side of the stage, and damn, my right ear, I mean, both my ears were ringing, but I really thought I was going to have to, like, go see a doctor for asymmetrical hearing loss or some shit. It probably did really hurt my ears, but I have seen Tay-Tay. Back in the day, I saw her. She opened for Rascal Flatts at Virginia Beach Amphitheater. This would have been probably like 2008 or 9, I want to say. And it definitely, I mean, she was popular back then, but not as popular enough to like cause the freaking earthquake. So yeah, that's wild.
There were no seismic activities from Teardrops on My Guitar.
No. But that is one of my favorite songs. I still stand that one.
Yeah, so moving on. So what have you got, Liz?
Well, I thought it'd be fun, you know, since we're... I know technically what summer doesn't start until... Is it June 22nd or something like that. I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me, y'all.
I don't either.
But anyway, it still feels like freaking summer out there. I'll tell you that much. So I thought it'd be fun if we kind of went over some of our favorite like summer traditions, be it from growing up or around Richmond. I'll start since I'm from here. I win. So some of my favorite old ones that... have changed a little bit. Innsbruck After Hours, like back in the day, I'm talking about when it was over at Innsbruck. I guess they call it something else now.
Yeah. I don't recall the name.
Back when it really was Innsbruck After Hours.
What's the name of that gas station that had
it
bands?
It used to be Shorty's, I believe, I think. Yeah, anyway, it was like a Fast Mart.
Back in the day, when I was playing music, we actually... tried to get an audition at that gas station just to play there.
Yeah, they actually had some pretty good bands there. I remember we would go there and pregame and then go to the concert. And it was horrible getting in and out of the parking lot, but it was nice because it... I mean, I'm sure all y'all out near Doswell enjoy that it's close by, but I definitely don't hit as many of these shows anymore because it's not there. And then afterwards, we would always go to, like, Sharky's.
Yeah, Sharky's to play some pool or just a...
And drink, whatever, general shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
Or maybe hit the McDonald's off of Knuckles Road, like, before they close. You gotta get some more food.
Yeah, that quarter pounder energy.
Yes. Okay, so don't tell the cops, but another one of my favorite activities used to be... Me and my friends, God, and if your kids get this idea from listening to this, I'm very sorry, but we used to go to the Embassy Suites on Broad Street down near the Glenside exit, and there used to be a Fridays over there. Anyway, somehow we would go in, and I guess we just looked young and innocent, but when someone was walking out of like the in, it was an indoor pool, we would sneak in there, and me and my friends would, like, go swimming in the pool. There was a sauna. We would go to the sauna. Like, we would break into there all the time.
So you would break into a sauna?
Yeah. It was at Embassy Suites. Like, once you opened the door to this area, you had, like, the gym, the, you know, sauna, the hot tub, like, all of it. Would be right there. So, yeah. Anyway, what are some... I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, but I'll let you jump in here, honey. Any favorite... Some of my other favorite ones... Friday Cheers back when it was small, that was kind of fun. Not that it isn't fun now. What else? Going to, well, first the Braves, and now the Squirrels. Always love that. Who doesn't love a baseball game with an ice cold beer and a hot dog?
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite things.
And then some newer stuff I really enjoy around Richmond, River Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Music at Maymont. We just did that.
So recently we saw Full Moon Fever, and that is a Tom Petty cover band. And they were great. That was the first time I had seen them. They played before Three Sheets of the Wind. They played all the popular Tom Petty songs, in addition to some of them I hadn't really heard before, but they were still great songs, you know. Tom Petty was such a great songwriter and instrumentalist.
It's true. I know. I was supposed to see him. I had tickets when I lived in Charleston, and that was before the days of social media, et cetera. That's how old I am. And I fell on the sword. I gave up my ticket because my mom was visiting.
Mm.
And then he died. And that's my story.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, then Three Sheets to the Wind played. And, of course, they play all the awesome yacht rock.
Yacht rock. So, you know, bring your captain's hat and your...
I shall.
Your white linen pants.
I won't. It was too hot for pants that night. But anyway, that's always fun. That's like a newer thing, the music at Maymont. I think that only started a couple years ago.
Yeah, and last year we saw Three Sheets of the Wind with a Allman Brothers band.
Oh, yeah.
The cover band.
Yeah, usually they kick off the season. So check it out. Like, music at Maymont will be going on, I believe, all summer. Any other highlights or traditions that you do, Matt, that don't include me?
Not that I can think of, because I moved here, 15 years ago? And
you've been with me for 12 of those
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
So before that, your life was a desolate wasteland.
So when I moved here, I didn't really know the great Richmond traditions or fun things to do. So,
well, also, can't leave summer without going to the Watermelon Festival in Carytown, which will be inevitably the hottest day of August. So mark your calendars. And I just want to throw it back to the olden days before we move on, to the days before we all were glued to our phones. And I just want to know, anyone else out there do this as a kid? I was thinking about this when we were thinking of traditions. I used to live like right across from Tucker High School, and where I ended up going. And there was a big hill in my neighborhood, and I remember them repaving it. It seemed like almost every summer. But anyway, one of my favorite pastimes, this is before phones, remember, when you let your kids out to play and you wouldn't see them for the rest of the day. I would go onto the road and hopefully not get hit, and I would pop the tar bubbles. That like entertained me for hours.
So those must have been pretty hot.
Well, yeah.
So
there wasn't much tree coverage there. And it was literally, I guess because it was higher up, maybe it attracted more of the sun. But anyway, it's a wonder I do not have skin cancer. Reminder, everyone, go get checked out at your dermatologist.
Second degree burns. Or,
like mesothelioma from like breathing in hot tar fumes. But
yikes.
Damn, those were the good old days where kids could go play in the street, literally.
And play in asbestos insulation. And
yeah, that was when we would break into the houses being built. No, I'm just kidding. That never happened. Anyway, moving on. We told you this was going to be short and sweet, y'all, but I think it's time for you to drop it on us, Big Daddy.
All right, guys, I've got a great topic today. It's day trips outside of Virginia. So if you're looking to do something this summer, listen up. This is some great towns you can go to and, you know, spend the day there, spend a weekend there. But first up is Culpeper. And so that is 1.5 hours away from Richmond, located in the central part of Virginia next to Shenandoah Valley. And it's recognized for its revitalized historic downtown district. So it has lots of shops and restaurants and cafes, wineries, breweries, distilleries, and it's close to a lot of outdoor activities, including hiking and biking. And there's this one place that is called the Old House Vineyards Distillery and Brewery. And so it's
all three in one.
And so it's kind of a unique concept because it has all three vices or under one roof. And a short drive from Culpeper is the Fauquier. That's a fun word. Fauquier Wine County Wine Trail, which boasts over 30 wineries if you go on the trail. And one of our favorite breweries to go to in the downtown area is Fargon.
Oh, yeah. That's in downtown Culpeper, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Culpeper. And so...
Where half my fam lives.
Yeah, so they have German-inspired beers, and they have pizzas, so it's a great place to hang out, and, you know, you can go shopping after that.
What about It's About Time and their Culpeper Crack? Oh, my God, this place has the best cheese ever. This, like, cheese spread. It's a little store, and they have a restaurant. Sorry, I'm jumping in. And I'm dropping it to
you, Daddy. Yeah, you know, whenever somebody goes to Culpeper, we're like, did you get the crack? Did you bring it? But anyway, next up for a good day trip is Front Royal. And so that's 2 hours from Richmond. It's located in the northwestern part of Virginia in the Shenandoah Valley. And it's nicknamed the canoe capital of Virginia because it's known for what else? Canoeing.
Interesting.
And kayaking, tubing, and fishing. And Front Royal is conveniently located near the entrance to the Shenandoah National Park. So all you campers and...
we've rented some cabins near there before and enjoyed it. There's a fair amount to do nearby.
So also there's lots of breweries and wineries, and the downtown is also a walkable historic district with shops and restaurants. And one place that is near and dear to our hearts is Glen Gordon Manor. And that's located south of Front Royal. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because after I proposed to Liz, we went to Glen Gordon Manor and we stayed the night there. It's a nice bed and breakfast. It's a luxury bed and breakfast. And they, one of the interesting facts about Glen Gordon is they used to host the British royal family. And it was also a hunting retreat. And it also started out as a Wells Fargo stagecoach stop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Try to say that.
Can you say it again?
stagecoach stop. if you're looking for a really great bed and breakfast that's luxurious and, you know, has excellent food there as well, that's the place.
Ooh.
So, next up is Bedford, Virginia.
Ooh, yes.
And so, why am I talking about Bedford? And that's because of Smith Mountain Lake. There is just, it's a great place to unwind. You can rent an Airbnb and have a romantic weekend just rent a nice house with your friends.
Get out on the lake.
Yep, and you can rent a boat, jet ski, kayak, and canoe, and...
You could buy a ginormous float like we did last time we went, and then we're so sad because it ripped the second day.
Yeah, it was ripped, and we just had to throw it away, but... Oh, well. And there's hiking and biking around the lake, so you can, you know, unwind, get some exercise, too. And it's also close to the town of Bedford, and I didn't know this... Bedford was originally called Liberty back in the day. And so one of our favorite things to do is to go to Beale's Brewery located in the downtown area. And they have some great beers. You may have seen Beale's around Richmond because they're actually pretty popular. And they also have some fantastic barbecue there.
Yeah, baby.
And also Bedford is the home of the National D-Day Museum. So, history buffs, you can, that's a great place to go as well. So, another place we like to go is Luray. That's a great day trip. It's over 2 hours away from Richmond. It's located in the northwestern part, and it's in the Shenandoah Valley. It was founded by a descendant who was from Luray, France. So I never knew that there was a connection with France like that. And so, like some of the other places, it's in the, you know, next to Shenandoah National Park. And one of the things it's known for is the Luray Caverns, which is a vast cave system. Have you been there, Liz, before?
Yes, it's a really interesting place to go see the stalactites and stalagmites.
And of course, there are shops and restaurants downtown. There's canoeing and kayaking and mountain climbing.
We had a lot of fun. We went Valentine's Day weekend, and what was the name? What was the sandwich shop? That was really good.
I was actually trying to look for that earlier, and I couldn't remember what it is.
Dang it.
So anyway, there's a great sandwich shop downtown.
That we can't remember
the name of. Yeah, we can't remember the name of. And we rented an Airbnb that was up in the mountains, and we went to several great wineries and breweries. So that is, a great place to go if you're on the lookout for a day trip or something to do.
I think it was the West Main Market Beer and Wine Garden.
That sounds right.
Well, I'm never wrong, am I? Anyway, it was like a place where it had very limited seating inside, but you can order at the counter, and they have daily specials that are really good. And it was really moderately, like fairly cheaply priced, I thought.
And when we went there, one of the things is it has a very small interior. There's almost next to no seating on the inside.
Yeah, there's like a little bench or a counter and maybe one table, I think.
And so this was during the winter, and we had to sit outside on the picnic benches. There was nobody out there, and the reason is it was so cold.
Yeah, my nipples gotta cut glass. So we saw two people walk out, and we ran back inside. It was too cold out there. But anyway, Luray, we love you. Shout out to Cheryl Ferber. She used to live there.
All right, and that concludes Drop It On Us, Big Daddy.
My God, I feel so much more educated. Thank you, Big Daddy, as usual.
So we've got some upcoming events.
Yes. One of my favorite summer events I mentioned is still going on and will be going on until July 21st. So it's the 25th anniversary season of the Shakespeare Festival going on. I know I've mentioned it before, but damn it, I love going to see stuff at Agecroft Hall.
So last time they had Comedy of Errors,
yes,
correct?
So this summer they're doing two shows, Much Ado About Nothing. There's still time to buy your tickets now through June 23rd. Shows are Thursday through Sunday. So you have, about a week to see Much Ado About Nothing. I'm so sad. I really wanted to see this. This is one of my favorite Shakespeare plays. It's really funny. But anyway, you can get your tickets. $42 for adults, $22 for military, college students, etc. Seniors, $37 with a valid ID. After June 23rd, they'll be switching it up, and starting on July 4th through July 21st, as I said, you can see Dr. Faustus. That should be good. So maybe we can catch that one. But you can bring your own food, bring a picnic dinner. Usually we like to get some fried chicken, maybe from Mama J's.
Mama J's, yep.
Or Lee's.
Lee's.
Mm-hmm. That's another good one. They also have a Garden Grove Winery and Brewery there. But last year we took in stuff too. So, I think as long as you're not breaking wine bottles during the show, you're good. Obviously, bug spray, a blankie, etc. is a must.
Sunscreen.
Yes. let's see what else is going on. We have the Stone Soul Music and Food Festival going on this Saturday, June 22nd on Browns Island. That features hip-hop, R&B, soul, and gospel musicians. They also have local food trucks and vendors. The gates will open at 2 o'clock on the 23rd. The festival starts at 2:30 and goes until 9. Like I said, that's on Browns Island. Excuse me. You can get your tickets for $65 and VIP is $130. Some of the acts include Juvenile, Tamar Braxton. There's going to be a bunch of DJs.
Oh, it's cool.
Should be a lot of fun. And then Sunday, the 23rd of June, Metzger, our neighborhood hang over here in Churchill, it's their 10-year anniversary. Woohoo! So starting at 6 p.m. and I believe until 10, there'll be music, dancing, cocktails, German beer and wine. Tickets are $50. They are going fast. I believe Miss Elaine, yes, posted a contest that you will have like a day or two to enter before when this episode drops. They're also doing a wine tasting at the Pink Room next door, which just opened. Brittany Anderson, owner of Metzger as well, opened that. $25 wine tasting, but guess what? Y'all done missed out on that because it's sold out. But you'll have to go drink some wine at the event instead. So once again, that is Sunday. Then I believe we have our band of the week. Matthew, do you have that?
Yeah, so next up, we're going to talk about the band of the week, and it's called Be Kind and Rewind, and they are actually related to Mashup and the Cozy Condition.
They are related?
Yeah, I mean, there's members that intermingle.
The love child.
The band has some of the members from Mashup and the Cozy Condition, and they've also played in Exit 38 as well. The band says that they are the ultimate 90s experience, and so they play a mishmash of different genres and
all your 90s favorites.
All your 90s favorites, hip hop, country, R&B.
Some grunge, I'm sure, with the 90s.
Yep, and they're going to be playing at future shows. They're going to be playing at Wintergreen, Great American Ranch, and the Broadberry. So I'll go ahead and look at their calendar.
And we're actually having Mashup on next episode.
Yeah, it's the guitarist from Mashup. They're going to be our featured guest on the next show. So Stay tuned
for that. Ooh, jinx. And then we have our business of the week. Oh my gosh, obsessed. And that is the peeps over at Texture, that's TXTUR, and Stock, which is the restaurant inside. This is so cool. Texture is the new furniture store that Michael Sparks on our last episode was talking about. You know, Matt and I said we needed a new couch. Well, damn, they delivered. They haven't delivered it yet, but we went a couple weeks ago.
That'll be in 5 weeks.
Yes. We went a couple weeks ago, and they spoiled us. But let me first tell you a little bit about the store. Texture prides itself in creating furniture that is as unique as its shoppers are. Each piece is created made to order. So it's really cool when you go in, like on each, I would say end cap, or like at the end of the piece of furniture, it shows you all the different pricing available for their different options. Everything's made to order, allowing you to explore your own style and vision, such as like different table legs, or if you are getting a couch, different cushions, etc. They offer an extensive range of high-end materials, fabrics, leathers, woods, And Texture has dedicated craftspeople to bring your ideas to life in real time, ensuring that every detail is executed with precision and care. It takes about 6 weeks or less for you to have your furniture. All their furniture, like I said, is made in the U.S., crafted in good old Roanoke, VA. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is where their first store is, which is also has a restaurant. And Greg, the CEO, told us that he actually has a hotel connected to it. So that's really cool. Greg will be on the podcast at the end of July. So keep your ears peeled to hear more about that. But anyway, the good thing about Texture is it has a factory to family room approach, which means that each customer has a direct connection with the makers of the furniture. So this approach, it not only eliminates unnecessary costs, but it also really creates original pieces that are built to last a lifetime. Olivia, Matt, and myself went, and it was so cool. Just to tell you about the furniture piece, you know, like I said, we got to, basically as soon as I walked in, I was like, I want that couch, which was way too big, and Matt was like, there's no way.
Yeah, so we picked one out that has corduroy fabric, and so
I had to convince Big Daddy on that one.
Yeah, but I think it'll be pretty cool. We have a leather one now, so it'll be a different change of materials.
Yeah, and a lot of our accent pieces, it's like a seafoam green kind of blue. A lot of our like accent pieces throughout our house are a similar color, so I think it'll like make everything pop even more throughout our house. I just cannot wait. They were so generous. They hooked us up, baby. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lisa, Greg. We love you. Mm-hmm. Now, just to talk a little bit about the food. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Oh, so it's so much fun. Stock, the restaurant, is a Nordic bistro and bar, which invites you to dine differently. The restaurant is located in, so the store over in Manchester as well is in a restored railroad freight terminal, which is really cool. I never even realized that that's what that was over there. And besides the furniture gallery, it also has the restaurant. So you have many options. You can eat inside, outside. They have a nice little patio area that like kind of goes the whole length of the building. Or you can literally dine on the furniture in the storeroom, which is so cool. So when we got there, they had us set up on one of their dining room tables, like in the middle of the showroom. So like as people are looking at their furniture or looking, you know, shopping, you're eating on said furniture, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And they also have a really big parking lot in the back. So score, cause you know, we hate having to drive around waiting. And Greg also mentioned they're probably going to maybe have live music out there at some point.
In the future at some point.
Mm-hmm. So something to look forward to, but the food itself, oh my gosh. So, we got, their big smorgasbord.
The smorgasbord. So it had a collection of different cheeses, and
it had five cheeses.
Different types of smoked salmon.
Yep, there was. I really liked the Scottish smoked salmon. There was a gravlax. There was a trout dip that was interesting. They had like capers, pickled beets, which I love. What else? Cornichon, pickled carrots, and then like the rye toast. So that was really filling, but we weren't done yet. Then that board, they change like all the time. So you could go in there this week and there would be something different on there. So they're definitely getting like the freshest, varying ingredients at all times.
Yeah, and we also had their chicken salad.
Ooh, yeah, that was really good. It was on an open-faced sandwich, and they actually put a little bacon on there. And then on the side, there was this really refreshing cucumber salad. That was really good. And of course, the drinks were amazing. Their take on an espresso martini is delish.
So on the last, on was it the last episode?
Yep.
With Michael, he said, you have to get the espresso martini.
And boy, was he right.
And that's what they did. They made it for Liz and Olivia, and they said it was excellent.
And if they want to change it to the Oh La La Martini, we're not going to complain. Anyway, for real, though, like, everyone should go eat there, support this business. Like I said, Greg is just so amazing. He was so friendly. I can't wait for him to be on the podcast in a few weeks. Lisa was so helpful. Just amazing people. So please go support this business and restaurant. Run, don't walk over there in Manchester. Then I believe it's time for us to talk about some fireworks. Can y'all believe it is almost the 4th of July?
So next up, we're going to talk about some fireworks that are happening in the Richmond metropolitan area.
Yeah, can y'all believe it's already July 4th? Well, almost.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some fireworks, they always have fireworks at King's Dominion, and that's going to be from July 4th through July the 6th. It's called Star Spangled Nights. And, of course, they have fireworks at the Diamond on July 4th, and so you can go watch a game. You can get a beer and a hot dog.
Gotta have a beer and a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Their show is always amazing, I think. I've been to that one a bunch of times.
Yep, and they always have the fireworks toward the, you know, after the game. And next up, Chesterfield Fairgrounds on July 4th. It is free and free open to
Woo-hoo,
the public.
We love free.
And it opens at 5. And there's another event called Red, White, and Lights that's on July 4th, and it's at Crump Park. And it'll
get crumped.
And it'll have the it'll be featuring the Richmond Symphony, so that should be quite an event.
Yeah, and that one actually isn't fireworks, just FYI. This is more like inclusive for, you know, anyone who is neurodivergent and doesn't want like the fireworks or anything, or maybe kids who are afraid. Like, I don't know, I ain't got kids, so I ain't worried about that. But no, they do, it's like a laser show to the Richmond Symphony.
Oh, cool.
And they have food trucks and stuff too. So that's fun. That sounds fun. I don't know. I always like a good laser show.
Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on. Next up on our next episode, we mentioned that we're going to have Jason, who is the guitar player from Mashup and the Cozy Condition. So
yeah, can't wait for that.
That'll be a good interview for all you listeners to check out.
Yeah. And we got some shout outs. Big Daddy, you wanted to shout out something?
Yeah. So I wanted to shout out, it's a new concept in Carytown. It's called the Mayor Meats.
Ooh.
That'll open up. It's in the Carytown Cupcake space. So unfortunately, Carytown Cupcakes will be closing toward the end of the month. So
pour one out for them.
Yeah, pour one out.
Excuse me.
So it's an eatery that is a fast casual concept that specializes in bratwurst.
Ooh.
And also, one of the unique things is that it will also sell house-made sausages by the pound, so
Yum.
You don't really see that too often.
You never saw siege such a place.
So what other shout-outs do you have?
Of course, I'm going to go back and say Texture and Stock, the Shakespeare Festival, Music at Maymont. We talked about Mama J's, Lee's Fried Chicken, mm-hmm. Mashup and Cozy Condition, Be Kind and Rewind. Am I missing anything else, Big Daddy? Shout out to Taylor Swift. May she cause many more small earthquakes. Not large ones, please. No casualties. Otherwise, Music at Maymont. Thank you again. Full Moon Fever. Yep. Three Sheets to the Wind. Yep. And other than that, I guess it's Vaya con Dios. Until next time.
All right, guys. And of course, next time we'll be more on the regular track.
Yes, we'll have our compadre back with us. So sorry if y'all were missing Olivia. We were too, but she'll be back next time.
Yep.
Thanks for listening in.
All right. Bye, guys.
Peace.